Case, Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, once again, your host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University coming to you on this Wednesday, February 11th, 1-1-2026. You ready for the first time listening to this podcast? Thank you so much again for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast, all things K-State sports. Boy, oh boy, woo, that was probably maybe too close to call. The final score might have indicated that, but boy, you know, treading that water, it'd be a dangerous thing there, especially what we saw last weekend with the men's basketball team, which they're playing tonight against Cincinnati, but we're seeing the women's winning postcast edition as K-State holds off Oklahoma State last night by 9. Yes, I know the score is well indicative of that, but K-State dominated this game, and then Oklahoma State woke up in the second half there and again, but hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta win games, and that's at least what this women's basketball team is able to do. 70-61. Eddie Greer, Pro Marshall Podcast, your very first time on this podcast. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast, and straight on into it, folks. Again, the story continues to be the talented Belgium junior, Natasha Claussens, coming off of a game-high 25 put down over the last weekend against BYU, comes right in. This is why I was my top worry. Is she going to bounce? Is she going to put it together back-to-back? I mean, she's been pretty good about it for the most part, but lately, though, a good game here, and then you fall off, sit back in the chair, and we don't hear from you, right? Back-to-back home games, back-to-back great games for Claussens, 8 game high, 18 points, 70% shooting from the field. This is what you're going to need. She's risen to one of those talented players on this team, along with the tandem of Tess Heal as well, adding in as well. We'll get to her in momentarily there as well. But yeah, you're going to need her to see what she's been doing. She's been doing this all year long. I've been saying that in the second half of this year there as well. The combo, freshman combo, Gina Garcia, Anaya Foy has been playing a lot recently. And Brittany Harrod, we're going to get to them here again. You got to start taking steps forward. We're now, again, let's see if I can do quick math in my head. 26 games completed in the 25-26 season for K-State women's basketball. You got to start, you know, all right, how we can price this thing forward, you know what I'm saying? And, again, give head coach Jeff Mitty and his staff the credit. Because this team is finding ways to win. This young team, the third, I know it's this kind of recurrence now, but we got to keep saying it because, again, if you can keep Gina Garcia, can keep Anaya Foy, can keep Brittany Harrod, can you keep them in your program in this current era, unfortunately, the trend of portal and whatnot, you're gonna have a good-ass looking team. I'm telling you now. And again, you only have Tess Heal, unfortunately, that graduates. That's it. That's it for this team, man. You can find a way to, all right, get these young ladies to. And I'm leaving off another important name on this freshman office list too, is Jordan Spicer, as well. She had 7 last night in this win over the Cowgirls. Look, I don't want to jump too far down the weeds right now. I keep trying to tell myself not to do that. I keep doing in any phase, but here we are saying that again. But again, continue to get these young ladies experience, right? I think Gina Garcia started every game. Brittany Harrod's been in the starting lineup here and there at times too. And Anaya Foy continues to get minutes off the bench there, and look, Jordan Spicer has been big in some spots this year for this K-State team. So, again, you have to look at it and say, hey, this future is right for this program. If there was no transfer portal, I'm just saying, damn, they looking, this you got to look at the bright future, K-State, because look, last several seasons, They're up in the league, and potentially, if they can keep their heads on straight, they're sitting right there with a chance to potentially finish top half of the league. They're a preseason pick, what, 8th or 9th this year, and they're still hovering around that right now. They're 9th right now. They're sitting 9th right now. 9th right now, and you are locked up with 3 other teams with 7 wins apiece. Colorado, you lost 2 weeks ago. Got to bring that back up. Utah, Iowa State, you got a 1st of 2. And, ooh, I believe this weekend it's going to be a barn burner too. Because Iowa State has a little bit better record than you overall, 19-6. We just got our 14th win of the year. Last night, 14-12 now. You're 7-6. They're 7-6. They've been subpar. You've been subpar as well. You got a chance here. Again, I tell you, you got a chance here. And you just beat a good Oklahoma State team at home, hitting them their 7th loss of the season. Last night, 70-61. Eddie Greer, Pro Watcher Podcast, Postcast Edition, all things K-State Sports. Yeah, it's there. It is there. So, and you're not too far from TCU's up there. And I'm not saying they're gonna win it, Carl. I didn't say that. I really say, look, you got a chance to jump some other teams here. You got 2 with Iowa State still. Hopefully you can get your get back on KU. That's still one that's looming. Keep going back to this remaining game. So again, you gotta give this staff a lot of credit right now for what they have done this year. As we take a look inside the box score there, as well as K-State wins by 9, having to hold off Oklahoma State late in this game. Speaking of Oklahoma State, 3 players in double digits last night, including Amari Whitting. She and Micah Gray each had 16 apiece. Staley Hurd had 12. She was 4. Hold on a second. I'll get that here after this podcast. 4-13 for the field. Here it was. And K-State just held the Cowgirls to 40% shooting from the field. 25% shooting from 3-point land. Natasha Classes continues her stellar first year at K-State. Again, 18 points last night in this win. That included 2 steals. And she had 6 rebounds in this basketball game. Tess Hill, the other Wildcat to be in double figures in this ball game. Tess Hill continues to shine here in the second half of this season. And this is, and also that includes the unsuspected suspension that we're still cannot believe. 16 points last night for Tess, 5 of 8 shooting from the field, 5 of 7 from the charity stripe, including hitting her only attempt from 3 in the basketball game. Gina Garcia and Brandy Harrod each had 9 apiece. Gina had 3 steals in the game as well, and includes 9 assists in the basketball game. Brandon Harrod was impressive last night, 9 points. Terrence Side had 7. She started. She only had 7 points. She was, she took a few shots last night. Only 4 shots total, and hit her. She was 50% shooting from 3. Jordan Spicer also hit her only attempt from downtown with her 7 points. There, Foy, Anaya Foy, saw 22 minutes of action last night. Everybody scored last night, including Ivona Skechevich. 2 points for the other foreign on this team. 4 minutes of action there. 49% shooting from the field from K-State last night. And 50% from 3. Second chance points, 10. This game was only tied twice last night. 42 points in the paint, 9 fast break points in the game. No lead changes. So K-State, unlike the men's basketball team in the 18-point loss, K-State was basketball completed the wire-to-wire victory last night. No lead changes in this game. 15 points off turnovers, 11 bench points there for this team again. So hey, man, you got Iowa State next there. Again, you got a chance to go up and look. You got to give them a chance to win this basketball game. The way they've been playing on the road here in the last 3 weeks. So really, both our teams, I mean, despite men's basketball problems, men's basketball issues, all year long, you got to give this team, the women's, a chance to win on the road. So they have a good chance of doing that there as well. Again, they have to come out and not sleepwalk. I think that is the issue with them. They're as well here. Let me see. Yeah, Claussen's last night. Yeah, 22nd career start. Yeah, she has started a majority of these games. I mean, she missed one of them due to injury in the game there. Yeah, Tess Hill continues 87th time in her college career in double figures, 13th time with K-State this year. Yeah, Georgina Garcia, career high last night of 9 assists last night there as well. Let me see here if anything else that stands out. Oh, yeah, Gina Garcia staying on her. Speaking of that freshman duo, that freshman trio, Gina Garcia, again, 124 assists after last night's game. So there's that as well. And Jeff Mitty, and I'm going to stay right there. On back-to-back with Jeff Mitty, spoke. Of course, obviously, he always does after these games. We do have some of his comments here on the notes. Oh, K-State 70, Oklahoma State 61. K-State beats a pretty good Oklahoma State team last night, who's top third or just outside of that, or you could say the second tier in the Big 12 conference. Big win last night, so K-State now has back-to-back wins there as they'll head to Ames this weekend. Eddie Greer, Pro Podcast, all things K-State sports. Real quick, Jeff Mitty on the back-to-back wins last night. Quote, I think they've improved over the last couple weeks. It was a good road victory at Arizona State. We had a tough one at Arizona. But let's give Arizona credit, like I did on this show. Yep. They played really well that night, but we didn't answer it very well. We came off the road, and I thought we had good practices. I thought we had good preparation, and we've played very well over the last couple of games. But I've been really pleased with our defense. Our defense has been much better. I think we're playing tougher, and I think we're playing more physically than we are right now. Offensively tonight, I thought we played with pretty good poise, end quote. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I've been preaching on this show, particularly with the women's basketball and how young they are. Look, you got to start seeing something. And Jeff Mitty's obviously starting to see that as well. You've won, three of your last four. You should be Arizona, yep. Or you be sitting there, maybe a little bit different too, but maybe not much, but still, you gotta get these winnable games while you can. I'm gonna throw Iowa State in there, because you and Iowa State have the same record in conference play, even though Iowa State might have several more wins, lesser losses, but still, you have an opportunity, and they play these teams tougher. Yeah. So yeah, that's very, and I'm starting to see the difference. Yeah, you want to see you, and the other thing is too, Claussen's, you need to see back-to-back games. Tess Hill, you know what you're gonna get from her now. She's in a groove. She's in a groove now. So, but I think to win on Saturday or this weekend, you have to get some again, that magic number, is. This was pretty long. And actually, we're going to get Claussen here in a minute. As well as so looking down here there as well. Yeah, you need another score. I firmly still believe that. Yes, it's awesome. Claussen's heel every night. And I'm looking at Terrence Size. Look at Terrence Size, baby. Hopefully, she will, again, come alive this weekend. They need her productivity. They're going to knock off Iowa State this weekend, and I'm gonna go back to Claussen real quick as they sweep. Oh yeah, by the way, can't leave this off. The ladies basketball team take care of business at home, take care of both games at home there. Let me see, Claussen's, so and this is of note too before I get into this. Yeah, and this is a good transition. Natasha's saying, or somebody asked the question about Oklahoma State's offense there, and 61 points last night. How about this? Put this asterisk to the impressive growing resume of this young team here in 2025-26. K-State was basketball last night, held the Cowgirls to the lowest point total of the season. Natasha explains that last night here, saying, quote, I think they're one of the top 3-point shooters in the league. And they make a lot of threes. So Coach Mitty made it really clear that we have to be there to contest their threes. And I think we did a really good job in the first half. I don't know if they made a three in the second half. I have to look. But I think we did a really good job against their three ball. At the end, they made some. But I think that was the most important part. And also getting back in transition defense was crucial in this game. And I think we did a really good job of that, end quote, there as well. There's a lot here to digest, but we're going to put a pin on that for right now, or to go over. But we're going to put a pin on that for right now there as well. So that's of note there. That came, that's alarming right there. So yeah, Oklahoma State now drops to 8-5 in the conference. And they're 19-7 now. Your K-State Wildcats now going to the weekend, 14-12 and 7-6. Now I got to go back down here in the conference play. Yeah, so Iowa State, this is a Sunday matinee, 1 o'clock Sunday on the road, Ames. Both teams sit at 7-6 in the conference. This is going to be these games between, I've said this over the years on this show, no matter what the record is, these games are, and you can probably categorize it with women's sports because whatever it is, whether it's our volleyball team, soccer team, basketball team, I don't know what it is, but when it comes to women's matchups with this conference, in particular Iowa State, really, Iowa State, K-State on the women's sports side or anything, these things are really intense. And I think that this is going to be another one of those games that I think is going to go down to the wire. For sure, and K-State, I'm pretty sure K-State with this momentum right now, they have won. Let me double check here. They won their last, hold up. Well, my bad, I thought it was 3 or 4. Well, they've won 2 of their last 5, including 2 of the last 4 games there as well. So, including like slip-ups with K, obviously getting run out of the gym with KU and Arizona on the road. So, you got to come out with fire, with the energy. And we'll see what happens on Sunday against Iowa State in the latest edition of Farmageddon. Especially these basketball games have been tough-ass four-quarter games. And I expect no less on Sunday. The Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas sports. You can get it where a podcast found for everybody daily. Once you score Kansas State content, iTunes, Spotify, y'all know what it is. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Secondly, make sure you do, again, subscribe. Well, that should be the first thing you do. But this is the second on the list. Like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell, every time I update content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about it. And, of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast, folks. Kansas State wins it and takes both games at home in the 2-game home stand in Bramus Coliseum, 70. Oklahoma State, 61. Alex Staten out there in Santa California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode right here, winning postcast of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports with Cats.